overseas. In periods where we did, Americans were unjustly detained and held hostage overseas.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
The U.S. government says that it is recognizing opposition candidate Edmundo González Urrutia as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the country's electoral authority giving the victory to President Nicolas Maduro. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Urrutia won.
At this point, I hear it is going to likely be a governor, but Senator Mark Kelly and others are...
And here in the U.S., Vice President Kamala Harris and her team are busy vetting material and doing interviews as she tries to select a running mate. More from CBS's Robert Costa.
At this point, I hear it is going to likely be a governor, but Senator Mark Kelly and others are certainly near or at the top of the list. And it's not just about political balance, I'm told, by someone close to the vice president. It's about that personal chemistry. She wants a governing partner.
At the U.S.-Mexico border, the number of unlawful crossings dropped in July, the fifth straight month of declines, according to government figures obtained by CBS News. Officials attribute the drop to President Biden's executive order that restricted undocumented immigrants' ability to claim asylum. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez in Arizona adds...
The temperatures here are also scorching hot, making the trek across Latin America and across Mexico and the U.S. border even more treacherous and deadly for migrants. And Mexican government has been staging a massive crackdown on U.S.-bound migrants, stopping many of them from getting to the U.S. in the first place.
Swimmer Katie Ledecky wins a record 13th medal with a silver, and as CBS's Dana Jacobson in Paris reports...
She has 13 overall medals. She is the most decorated female Olympian for Team USA. She's still behind Michael Phelps, but she's tied for fourth on the overall Olympics list.
A federal judge has overturned a jury's almost $5 billion verdict in the class action antitrust lawsuit filed by Sunday Ticket subscribers against the NFL and has granted judgment to the NFL. The judge has ruled that the testimony of two witnesses for the subscribers had flawed methodologies and should have been excluded. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A rock band and country star team up for a good cause, CBS's Monica Ricks reports.
Members of Papa Roach have lost several friends to suicide over the years and teamed up with country superstar Carrie Underwood now to help spread awareness about the importance of mental health. It's not like me to worry. They've re-recorded a song called Leave a Light On, and proceeds from that collaboration will help benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Its mission is to save lives and bring hope to people struggling nationwide. The CDC says suicide claims the lives of tens of thousands of Americans every year. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage falls to 6.73 this week from 6.78% last week, the lowest level since early February. It means easing borrowing costs for prospective home buyers facing record-high home prices. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says a year ago, the rate averaged 6.9%. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms and lows warm, upper 60s to 70 and muggy. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, staying humid, highs in the low 80s. Well into the 80s this weekend, slight storm chance Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Take but you know that she's just my style. Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's just my style. Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's fine, so fine. Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. Always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to bust a myth about credit scores. Going online to check your score does not hurt it or lower it. A recent Capital One survey found that 1 in 4 people thought this was true. It is not true. In fact, it's less true than ever. We used to only be able to get free copies of our credit report once a year, but now the credit bureaus have to give us a free report every week if we want one. You can go to their website, annualcreditreport.com, and you can check yours. Now, applying for a bunch of credit accounts at the same time, that can lower your score, but just checking it weekly, totally okay to do. Now, I'm not saying to go crazy and track every single up and down movement of your credit score, but it is your score, and you do have a right to know what it is. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
This boy had ever found, and girl, it's hard to find nice things on the close side of town. Can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time on. And talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. North of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came
walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
When the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And
our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Time that I found her holding Jim. who came along loved me strong. That's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Americans Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Kermasheva and Paul Whelan are on a plane after being released by Russia as part of a multi-country prisoner swap. President Biden and Vice President Harris will welcome them at Joint Base Andrews tonight.
It's an incredible relief for all the family members gathered here. It's a relief to the friends and colleagues all across the country. We've been praying for this day for a long time.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it was complex, and it was the result of major diplomatic efforts spearheaded by President Biden.
To have those planes all land on the tarmac at the same time from multiple different countries with so many different individuals coming from Russia and going back to Russia, really extraordinary.
Included among them, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine and Corporate Security Executive Paul Whelan. Sullivan became choked up when he talked about it.
Today was a very good day.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
WNBA star Brittany Griner, who spent 10 months detained in Russia, says she's head over heels for the Americans coming home. William Pomerantz with the Wilson Center's Kennan Institute on what Russia gets out of this.
I think that Russia, in the sense, wanted to make a deal. This will be a propaganda coup for them because they have gotten some of their prisoners in the West to the Russian Federation.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there is overwhelming evidence that opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez Urrutia won Venezuela's contested presidential election, and the U.S. is now recognizing that win over incumbent Nicolas Maduro. The Park Fire north of Sacramento, California is now 22%